it.
Alright.
I hung the phone up, man, it's all respect.
Sorry.
See, nothing gonna get on my nerve again.
OMG, MG. Do you feel good yet? Do you feel good yet? I certainly do. I'm feeling very, very festive today on this Feel Good Friday and this fantastical Friday and this festive Friday. All the F alliterations, we're going to just throw them in a bag and let them explode today. Oh my goodness. Listen, I told you I had a special, special, super special guest today with me, and I am so honored. Let me just do his bio before I introduce him, okay? He is a world-renowned celebrity chef, restaurateur, television host, author, and award-winning recording artist. He has earned an international reputation as a chef and entertainer, showcasing his globally inspired vision. He is best known as the host of the long-running and successful grilling and barbecue show Man Fire Food on the Food Network Canada and Cooking Channel. He is a Canadian treasure and has appeared as a judge on Chopped and Chopped Canada, Guy's Grocery Games, and Top Chef Canada and Fire Masters, as well as a loving husband, father of three girls. And four girls. He said four, correction. And I have with me none other than Canada's treasure, Roger Mookin.
Oh, you're too sweet, Tash. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's a blessing to be here. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for coming in. Like, it's such an honor. How was your drive-in? Was it okay?
The drive-in was good, man. It's a beautiful day. You know, there's no snow. I don't mind the cold. It's the snow that gets me, you know?
Yeah. You don't like the snow. You're not a fan of the snow.
I don't love the snow. I mean, I grew up in Edmonton, Alberta, so I've had a lot of snow in my life.
I was about to say, you should be able to be loving the snow by now.
You never get used to the snow. I'm a Trini for life.
Trini to the bone. Trini to the bone. Well, listen, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to talk to you, because I saw you soaking those fruits.
Yeah. Soaking the fruits.
So you're getting ready for holiday season.
Yeah, you know, to be honest, I was a little bit behind on soaking the fruits this year. I got a little bit busy, but I got the fruit soaking. I have my sweet bread ingredients ready to go. I'm planning the pastels.
The pastels.
And all of that. Yeah, yeah.
That is so cool. Well, listen, honestly, I have not started soaking our fruits as yet. But I saw you and then I was like, Tasha, get with the program.
You got to get with it.
Yeah. And can I just tell you, I have a bone to pick with you.
Uh-oh.
My husband has become a super duper awesome chef in the kitchen. He's taking over. The kids are like, Daddy's the best at this. Daddy's the best at that.
Why is that a bone to pick? Now you
because
have all this free time.
He's following you.
Well, that's okay. That's good.
So now they don't want my cooking.
Well, now you don't have to cook.
Well, that's true. That's the okay. Bonus.
That's the bonus.
Okay, so we just played you the track Feel Good, which is I love that track. It's so cool. You know what? As I read your bio, I didn't even realize that you were a recording artist. And you've actually won a Juno Award as well as several Much Music Awards. You started out in the 90s in a hip-hop rap group. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I started on this rap group called The Maximum Definitive. We had this song called Jungle Man. And we came, we dropped that thing and it just took over, man. It took over everything. And, you know, we won all these awards. But just taking out all these major label artists, really, these little kids out of Alberta, you know. So I came to Toronto after that. I moved here. I joined this group called Bass's Bass. We formed that and we launched an album called First Impressions for the Bottom Jigglers. A song called Funkmobile that just exploded. And, you know, with that, we toured like all over. We toured with Busta Rhymes and Tribe Called Quest.
Wow.
And James Brown and Celine Dion. And
wow.
All kind of madness, yeah.
That is epic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then, you know, but I always maintained doing music, so you know this is the latest installation from a upcoming album on this Sunday called Edibles.
That's right. That is actually coming out this Sunday. And what are some of the other tracks on the project? Because I was jamming out to it last night. I listened to one of them. I think it's something like Runaway Train. This sounding so like
yeah.
Cool.
That was from my last album I put out a couple years ago called Eat Your Words. This new one is called Edibles. It's like I said, it comes out on Sunday. So there's a song called Feel Good on there. You see, there's just we're just gonna feel good after this COVID. Everybody's feeling
totally
trapped up, wrapped up, and I encourage you to find the explicit version. It's a little bit more fun.
Yeah, you know, we try to keep it PG here at G98.7. Yeah. But absolutely, I love that, love that, love that. Tell us more. So I want to know, so you started out in hip hop and music. How did you make the transition now to becoming a super famous chef?
Well, it's interesting, you know, Tash, I didn't start out doing music. I started out doing both always.
Okay.
So I got a job in a restaurant, and I was working like breakfast, like in Alberta, like a Denny's restaurant, you know. So I was doing that, and I would take all my money and rent the studio equipment back then. And we set up studios in my basement or my partner's basement. And we make records, and that's how we made Jungle Man and won all these awards for the Maximum Definitive stuff, which transition, right? But I always took money from working in restaurants and food and beverage to finance the music. And then, so, you know, there's points in my calendar where music really dominated the calendar.
Right.
There's points where the food stuff and restaurants really dominated the calendar.
Yeah.
And now we're in this space where it's kind of a mixed bag, and depending on what's hitting this, where we go, you know, but we just continue making things.
Absolutely. Listen, I find that, you know, us creatives, I say us creatives because I'm also a songwriter.
Of course, yeah.
And I find that you can be passionate, and you know, you have to learn how to pivot, you know, and it's a fluid thing, you know. I find that creativity flows from, it could be painting, the arts, theater, yeah, music, cooking. It's all kind of intertwined, right?
Yeah, I think it's like the brain starts to be wired for creativity, and so you start to be able to access the creative world from many different mediums, you know.
Right.
So, you know, food is just a part of that.
Absolutely. And tapping into something new is also a part of creativity. Okay, more with Roger after the break. Guys, don't go anywhere. We are going to be chit-chatting and just having a grand old time. Right, Roger? You're not going anywhere, right?
I'm not going anywhere.
All right, it's G98.7. Great music is what we do. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord. That is some David Rudder right there with Trini to the border. You don't have to put on my little Trini accent. Oh Lord.
Oh God.
Oh God.
No, it's like this. Oh gosh. That's what is real good.
Oh my God. You know what? That's so funny because you know what? You haven't lost that little thing, right? When did you move to Canada, by the way?
I moved to Canada when I was 5 years old from Trinidad. And my family moved to Edmonton, Alberta.
Oh my goodness.
There was about 0.3 black people in Alberta at that point. And, you know, but I've been in Toronto most of my life.
Right, know? Right, right, right. But you still have family back home?
Endless family. Yeah, my aunt is like a big caterer in Trinidad.
Is that right? So then it's in your blood then?
It's in my blood. I'm now the third generation. My grandfather came from China, ended up in Trinidad. You know, long story, ended up in Trinidad and just broke and just made money and then started to open like bakery and stuff like that. So I'm now the third generation. You know, my father had a restaurant for 20 years. My aunts and uncles in the Caribbean still to this day have food and beverage operation.
Yeah.
And I'm carrying the tradition. And now my niece is in culinary school in Alberta. So who knows, but there might be a next generation again.
That's right. Once it's in the blood, it's always in the blood, right?
We just like to eat.
We like to nyam. We said that in Jamaica. We like to nyam. Oh my goodness. But you know what we were talking about earlier in the break, during the break, you know, how multicultural people in the Caribbean are. And I was asking you about your heritage and your background, you know, growing up in Trinidad. And you wanted to touch on that a little bit.
Yeah, well, I'm black Chinese. There's some Spanish in there. Yeah. There's a little bit of Dutch, you know, all this is the whole thing. But essentially black and Chinese, you know.
Exactly. We know who it is in the Caribbean. All right, listen, I got to talk about Man Fire Food.
Yeah.
Listen, first of all, who named the show? Because I love it. It sounds very animalistic and primal. It sounds like an episode on Survivor, you know.
Yeah, the creator and executive producer of the show created that title.
Yeah.
Yeah, Irene Wong, yeah.
Okay, cool. So you've done 9 seasons of that show.
Yeah, nine seasons, like in today's era, it's like you get past 3 and it's like you hit the jackpot.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, it's a blessing. 9 seasons, man. It's crazy.
So tell us about it. Like, you were traveling across cities in the United States.
Yeah, we actually been to Jamaica. We shot in Jamaica at Scotchies.
Oh my
Scotchies
gosh.
In Jamaica. We shot in Jamaica, I think season 2 or 3. We've been to Hawaii, we've been to Costa Rica, and all over the continental US. Yeah.
So which was your favorite which location was your favorite to shoot, and what did you learn the most?
A couple of things. You know, one is a place in Milledgeville, Georgia. It's this old Army Ranger, this brother. And if you know, the Army Rangers are the elite forces. So when like SEAL Team 6 gets trapped, they send in the Army Rangers.
Wow.
Right? So he's an ex-Army Ranger, and he's built this compound that's a farm to rehabilitate vets coming back from service, right? So that was an incredible experience, man. Just a beautiful brother out there doing this thing.
Yes.
And building this farm and feeding the community and helping vets, which is incredible. Another all-time favorite of mine is with this woman, Helen, in Virginia. She's like a barbecue legend.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know them old black grannies, they don't care. They don't care.
They just throw down.
They just throw down. And they just tell you how it is. Your boy, your hat, fix your hat. This and that. Boom, your shoes bust up. Blah, blah, blah. And the whole episode was, she was just berated me, you know?
Oh, my goodness. But you know what? That's what gives it its familiarity and just kind of like this comfort, right?
It's people, you know?
It's people. At the end of the day, it is people. Have you tried soul food, like in the U.S.?
Oh, my God. Plenty. Endless. Too much, maybe.
Oh, yeah, my goodness. Yeah. It's so good.
Yeah, it's so good.
You have to be prepared to gain some weight and unbuckle the pants a little bit.
But you know, it's very similar to like how we like stew up greens and callaloo. Is they make the collards like this.
You
know what I mean? Like, and they make the rice and peas in a different way, but it's rice and peas still, you know?
I learned that they use bacon sometimes in their rice and peas, and even in the collard greens, you know.
Yeah, they love the bacon.
Yeah, I lived with my aunts in Florida, and that was a big, big thing with them. Okay, but I want to know, you talked about the girls. I have to say, daddy to four girls, how are you surviving?
Yeah, my wife is incredible. They're right now in the car listening, I think. But yeah, they're good, man. They're like 14 to 8 years old, these little beautiful little girls. And, you know, just love to see them grow and nurture. And the report cards came back and they're all Johnny Blaze. So I'm happy about that.
Oh, my. So what is your favorite meal to cook at home? Not Chef Roger Moore. Cooking, just daddy meal. What is your favorite thing to cook?
Well, it's interesting because I don't cook the same thing twice, right?
Okay.
I'm always freestyling in the kitchen. So the kids know that if they eat something that they like, that they got to savor it because they're never going to see it again.
Oh my. What?
Yeah. No, it's always just mixing. I mean, like, okay, let me give a disclaimer. I might make stewed chicken.
Right.
Another day. Okay. But I always tweak it. You know, I try something different. I try a different kind of sugar when I'm browning it, or I cut it up different, or I marinate it with something different. So it's still stewed chicken, but a little bit different. So I don't cook same thing twice at home. At the restaurant, you go to the airport restaurant.
Yes, twist.
It's like, you know, you get what you get and you know you're going to get it. Right?
That is amazing. That is amazing. Okay, let's get into the Trini stuff, the Trini holiday traditions. Because as I said, I saw you on your Instagram soaking the fruits, and I was like, Tasha, get with the program. Roger is soaking fruits. You need to.
Well, you see how you feel like that? They had people coming at me and like saying, boy, I soak in fruit from last year.
But like, you know, man, seriously, people do soak their fruits from the previous year.
The previous year soak, and they just add to it, then they pull out what they need and they just keep adding to it, right? So, yes, I know I'm behind on the fruits, but I'm ahead of Tasha, so I'm good.
You are. Okay, do you guys also drink like sorrel? What are some of the traditions in Trinidad?
Yeah,
because we are big on sorrel in Jamaica.
Sorrel is big. You know, people take it now to spike in the sorrel with the rum and thing.
Absolutely.
Of course, right? Yep. It's a good thing. We do the puncha creme.
Yes.
The puncha creme is lovely with the nutmeg and the condensed milk and the lime and all the.
I love that.
Nice.
What about the sweet bread? Because my aunt makes a killer sweet bread.
The sweet. Yo, that sweet bread can't test my sweet bread.
Can it not? Oh my God, we want to, you know what? We got to talk more with you. You got to stay. We're going to take a little break. We're going to talk a little bit more with Roger. Yeah. We are not letting him go out of our sights just yet. Keep it locked, guys. It's G987. Great music is what we do.
Yeah, yo. Yeah.